Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the number one podcast in your neighborhood. The man in front of me, comedy legend, Rolex enthusiast, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are Pentelis, and our sexy friend over there with the cleavage is a Poseidon. You are showing a lot of skin.
What's up?
Yeah, Poseidon.
I'm Andrew Tits.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Because in all his podcasts,
he has the shirt looks really good on
you. Thank you.
Like, that's a type of pattern that almost no one can pull off.
I love paisley patterns.
Black men can pull it off.
Yeah. You are dressed like a sexy black man.
Right? Yes.
You look like a black man who's also a wrestler. Like, he's coming in and he's up for an award ceremony or something.
You look like Booker Lack of Tea.
Yeah. Or Booker T, but the T stands for trans. You're Booker T S.
Booker T. Booker low on iron.
Yeah, Booker low on iron. You good, Poseidon?
I'm really good.
You live in the dream.
I am. Yeah. I'm having a good time. I'm here with you guys.
We've been having a great time these past couple weeks.
New York was insane.
New York was insane.
We just got back from New York.
Yeah, they're going to see this episode later. It's in a couple weeks. But yeah, we got back from New York. We had a lot of fun. There's a video up that I put a montage of all the stuff he recorded so people could see kind of what we went through. It was a lot of fun. And then you left. We came here.
Yeah.
Did you spill coffee on your chest?
Yeah.
And right on the skin, so it burns even more.
You're going to sue?
Is that why you
are you licking it off?
That is the most disgusting thing. Because he licked it. I don't know if you saw. He not only did he lick the coffee, he chewed the coffee, which means it probably fell on a muffin, a piece of muffin that was cut.
A piece of muffin, a banana from the people at the zoo that were throwing him at him.
Is that the only reason you don't button your shirt? So you don't have to clean it? You're like, I beat the system. I got mustard stains on my nipples, but not my shirt's clean.
Yeah, his girlfriend's like, hey, you want to wash the shirt? He's like, no need. Well, you have it for like 3 weeks. Don't worry. I got a system. I know you peasants get dirty. I have a fucking system.
Put me in the washing machine.
Yeah, I'm filthy, but the fucking shirt is pristine. We're selling this on eBay.
God damn it.
Jesus. The camera was on me when I did that.
That's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
No, we've seen worse.
I'm sorry.
Was the
It was on me, yes.
Camera on you? Someone has to turn that into a GIF.
Yeah, I know someone will. His name is Gapes. He's going to do something with it.
Yes.
You know he, Poseidon, he's more sloppy than ever. I think he's being more comfortable with himself. I like it. He's also being more goofy. I had a situation on Tuesday where I actually thought for a moment, I was like, oh, he may actually be retarded. So I'm on the way to the studio and to my studio. I was recording a French cast with Le Denis.
Okay.
So I was excited. I was like, oh, this is going to be fun. These guys, they make me laugh. So I'm going there. And as I'm in a good mood, I get a call from him. He's like, bro, look, get to the studio right now because I got to leave. I forgot to get coffees for everyone, which is funny because when I showed up there, he had coffee. So he went to get coffee.
No, I had coffees for you and I.
Like, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. But not for Lidani.
He's like, I got to go.
But do you even know if they drink coffee?
No, but
don't like coffee.
No, we always get for the guests. And if they don't like, we don't force them to drink it.
What you should do, like if you're already there, they come in and you go, hey, like if you already have the coffees, you have two coffees. Give one to him and go, do you guys want coffees? If one of them says yes, you give him your coffee. If both of them say yes, go, someone stole one of your coffees.
Yeah.
I'll go to Tim Hortons.
Like
pretend like this was part of the plan.
It would never happen because he doesn't share. So he doesn't share food or coffee.
Or go, do you want coffee or water?
Yeah.
Like, just describe whatever you have. fucking juice. You guys like juice or fucking coffee?
So this is the tip of the iceberg. So I'm getting like, okay, whatever. You know, it's not a big, I'm going to get there. And he'll leave. But he goes, bro, but you really need to get here right now because we got a letter.
He goes, I remember.
We're getting evicted from the building. So then I go, Poseidon, we can't get evicted. I have a lease. And I haven't, unless you sexually molested someone, I've done nothing wrong. We're never even there. We're just there for our episodes and we leave. I go, there's no way we're getting evicted. We're the best tenants.
Yeah.
I pay on the first of every month. Yeah. Every month. And I don't bother anyone. He's like, no, bro, I'm telling you. I heard a story about a woman in here who's getting evicted. And I think we're next. And I go, what? He's like, yeah, we got a letter. It's pretty obvious that the letter, he's like, I respect you, so I can't open your letters. But I know they're going to evict us. I'm like, what the fuck? So I get up and he's leaving. He's like, look, I'm going to go get the coffees. You check out the letter there. And he was honestly.
He was stressed out.
Bro, I was nervous.
He was very stressed out. So I get in. I'm going to show you. I didn't open the letter, by the way. I threw the letter in the garbage. And you'll see why. Because just looking at.
Was it written occupant?
Just looking. No, it wasn't written occupant, sir. Just looking at the letter, something about it tells me that it's not from the people that own the building.
What the fuck? Because it's a picture of a sad people? Dog. A picture of a sad dog.
On the envelope.
And then the...
Hold on.
But no, don't put it on. Don't put it on. Poseidon,
I'm sorry.
Because there's the address, there's the name of the guy and all that.
I put it for like half a second. Yeah, you may have to edit that out.
Here you go. Here's the envelope. Like zoom.
Yeah.
Hold on.
That's on the right side.
Whoops. Yeah.
And
if you can go a little more right, there you go, yeah.
And that's on the right side, and on the left side it says SPCA with the logo.
Yeah.
SPCA. We're getting evicted from what, our kennel?
Okay.
This is fucking stupid. And they didn't even put a stamp on it. It's a Sarah McLachlan song. Like, this is obviously just, hey, we know you like animals. Dogs are dying. You give money?
And the reason why they sent it is because I had, and here's what's funny about it, I had donated money. So they're like, oh, but what I did is, you know, when you autofill, because my credit card, it autofilled all my information, but for some reason, the name, it put the name, because I guess I had sent money to the, it put the name of the guy that I give money to at the building. So it has all my info, but his name.
Oh, shit. I didn't even notice.
Yeah,
his name.
It doesn't matter. I don't care. It's just now SPC thinks that he's donating money.
Yeah.
As long as they're getting the money, I'm fine
with
it. But it's just funny that this happened, and there's a dog on it. There's a sleeping dog, a sleeping puppy on it. And he's like, yeah, bro.
Can I say my side of the story?
But before you say the side of your story, if the guy, what's the guy's name?
It's Nabil.
Okay. If Nabil wants Pantel's comedy out of the building, why would he write a letter
to himself,
to Nabil? Is it a friendly reminder?
Bro, there's so many holes in this. I was standing there. It was because he has already left. He left not to get coffees. And you know, like in movies, you see these moments where like the camera slowly pans in on the person. That was me. I was standing there looking at the letter. It was coming. And I felt this overwhelming sense of stupidity on me. And I go, oh no. He legitimately is a retarded person. And it was just like everything was becoming clear. I go, I gotta stop being mean to this guy.
Yeah.
This guy, I keep telling people he's not stupid. He's misinformed. And I'm like, oh no, he's stupid. Like it was all coming.
Okay.
It was all closing in on me. I was like, I've been wrong this whole time.
How did you think?
I have a mentally retarded person handling my shit. I go, holy.
You know what's sad though? It took you this long to realize.
Yeah, seriously, bro. That's disappointing.
I'm retarded too. It was just coming. It's like, we're too retarded. How have I not died yet? How have I not fallen into open holes in the street?
You know what, probably why he wears his shirt like that?
He doesn't
understand buttons.
Yeah.
So it just comes out of the wash like that and he puts it on a t-shirt. So why did you think a picture of a dog and the owner's
this trying to soften the blow.
This was maybe, this was Monday. I was thinking about, because Tuesday I had my appointment to remove my we got the letter Monday.
So you had 2 days of experience with this fucking letter.
No, but hold on. I got Monday. I was thinking about my operation. Well, it wasn't really an operation. It was they sliced. It was an operation.
It's a procedure.
Yeah, procedure. Yeah, thank you. And I was thinking about that.
Synonym for operation.
And I wasn't really paying attention.
My brother had a heart procedure.
Oh yes,
this summer.
Not an operation.
Procedure.
It was a quadruple procedure.
I was thinking about that, and also a friend of ours. I'm gonna tell you off air. Gave me some bad news by text, and I was a little bit sad.
Do I know these bad news?
Yeah. No, you don't. I probably shouldn't say because it's personal, but anyways.
Do I have to know?
No, you don't have to know.
Because it's a friend of ours.
Yeah, it's a friend of ours.
Is he really my friend?
Yes.
So how would you know the bad news and I don't know the bad news?
Because anyways, he had a booking. Anyways, it doesn't. It doesn't matter. And he had to cancel. Whatever, okay, it doesn't matter. Yeah. So yeah, so I was sad from that. So when I got the letter, because we got a few stuff in the mail, we got some heavy shit, and we got that letter. So I just saw and I just dropped everything on your desk.
Do you know how to read though?
There's a dog. Yeah, there's a dog. Yeah, there's a picture of a
I
puppy.
Didn't even notice the dog.
Okay, what about the second day, Tuesday, when you thought about it again?
I didn't look at it.
It was there and you're like, bro.
Oh, but I saw it after the fact, after I told you that.
Shouldn't you look at it? Like, because if I'm going to tell him, hey, it's a letter to tell you.
Because he told me this Tuesday morning when he's with the letter and I'm going to the letter.
So hold on. Let me finish and you will understand.
Did you think?
I won't understand.
Yes, you will. You will.
The owner was stupid and he put the return address in the wrong section.
But somehow it's
and
got
his
to me.
Name is SPCA. That's a nickname. He's like, maybe GSP.
No, but hear me out. So Tuesday, I forget about the letter. I barely pay attention to it. Tuesday morning, I pull up, and the parking lady is telling me a story of how a lady in our building is being forcibly evicted.
And even this, the way he told it to me, because then she told
but
me
the way she
there,
told me too
was wrong. The way he told me, so he said this woman's getting evicted, whatever. But when I got there and I found out what happened, essentially what happened was. Well, I'm just gonna say what happened to the lady. So he.
Yeah, but the way it was told to me was not.
No. The way you understood, the way you took it.
No. Because she told me too. Like it's fucked up.
The woman told me. I'll tell you what she told me. Okay. This is what she told him. How I took it and how he took it.
Okay.
So the woman tells me, yeah, there's a woman there on your floor. This Moroccan lady that they're moving out of her building. I go, what the fuck? He's like, yeah, because Poseidon had just called me that he was getting evicted. So I was like, oh, that's why Poseidon's nervous. And what happened? Like, she has a lease. He goes, yeah, she has a lease. So they asked her, they said, is it cool since you have a lease? If we could move you out of yours, we're going to build you a new one even better with everything you have here and a bit more. Right on the other side, same floor, right on the other side. Just so that the company that's next to you, they want to expand, they expand. And you'll only move when it's ready and it'll be nicer than it is here, but you'll be on the same floor because you have a lease. So we'll take care of you. That's way different.
That's not what she told me. That's not what she told me.
She's telling me this and I go,
that's way better.
I go, yeah, that's way better than what I expected because of what he told me. I go, anyways, so I go upstairs now. He's leaving. He's nervous and he's leaving to go get coffees. So that's why the letter never opened. The letter's thrown in the garbage. I looked at the top. I go, oh, he's a retarded person.
That's not what she told me, by the way. She literally told me, she's like, oh, the people that are next to her, they want to take over the local next to her. So she's being kicked out. And I'm like, doesn't she have a lease? And she goes, yeah, she has a lease, but they told her too bad. And she agreed, but she doesn't have to agree. So I'm like, what the fuck? And then she didn't tell me the moving them.
I don't know, because you're saying she didn't tell you, but normally I would believe you. But the problem with here is that lady loves to talk. So I don't think there's any information that she had to give that she wouldn't give because
she gave all the details.
And I know from, because he said the same thing. He goes, bro, I couldn't tell. I'm like, yeah, any logical person would tell that there's a dog on it. So I can't trust you on both fronts.
I see what you mean. Yeah. I understand where you're coming from. But listen, but she didn't tell me that. Oh, yeah. She didn't. I'm being honest.
There was a dog on the envelope?
No, she didn't tell me that they were moving her on the same floor that they were going to take care of her.
You understand. You weren't paying attention. You probably heard, because you know what he does? He takes a bit of information. And then you're talking, he blocks you out, and he's building a story in his head. That's what he does. That's what happened with the envelope. He saw the envelope, and just instead of like, oh, wait, what is this? What's the name? What's building on it? No, he sees an envelope. He's like, envelope, letter, eviction. And he's seeing images of him taking our stuff out.
You know what's sad is I just realized now listening to that story is I always thought when I left the apartment I used to rent to go to my house, I got evicted. That's an eviction. They took me out of my shitty little apartment, put me in a fucking beautiful house.
Why are you evicting me? Yeah.
Fucking bastards.
Anyway, so I misunderstood. And then when he showed me the letter that there was a dog in it, I was like, oh, fuck, I'm a retard.
I lost my shit.
You must get afraid whenever you get a Christmas card.
But why? I haven't bothered anyone.
Fucking Santa. I've been paying my rent. you call your mom. I paid my rent. Whore. You don't even know own this building.
Yeah. She's like, what the fuck? So ridiculous.
Yeah, that's funny. But yeah, I was just going through the motions.
So then this happened. So then Wednesday.
But I still don't understand though. Like you were the the getting the operation, how does that affect not recognizing a duck?
I was just, I was, my, my head,
he hadn't done the operation yet.
My head just wasn't there. My head just wasn't there.
Yeah.
But like, my head, like, for a year, my head, two, three, like,
maybe 30.
I could be super tired and I'm still gonna see Tim's, and I see those are like Christmas trees.
Why are you drinking fire?
I'm like,
you're drinking bleach.
Yeah, you're drinking bleach.
You're gonna die. Yeah, he's just scenarios in his head.
That's delusional. How you cure COVID.
So then during the podcast now, for me, it's an important podcast because I like the Denis, but I've never seen them in full like interview form together because they're always wacky, right? So yeah. I like the idea of asking questions of how
having
it started.
The real dudes.
And it was so much fun having that. Bro, at one point I feel him. He turns his on the side and he's giving me a weird look. And I could feel him. You know when you feel someone staring? And I'm like, I'm just going to ignore him because I think maybe there was a joke, but it's too late for me to catch. I thought maybe it was that.
Yeah.
But then he kept doing it. And so he's making the whole room kind of awkward. It's a little tense. So I turn and I go, what? And he goes, I'm sorry. I have to take a shit. And I'm like, what? He's like, I gotta take a shit. And I'm like, what do I do? And I go, go take a shit. Just put the 3 cam. We'll continue talking. Go take a shit. And they're like, oh, you gotta take a shit. And they're like, Jesus Christ, this guy is only known for shits. Because, like, you know, that's how we got known in Tujik. Minimum was shitting and all that. And then he's like, oh, really? It's extreme. Yeah, I don't know how long I'll be. I go, just leave the 3 cam. It doesn't matter what happens. Like, oh, yeah. So he leaves to take a shit, right? So he goes to take a shit. And I'm like, this is insane today. The thing with the dog. And then now that he's just, it's like a big podcast. I think it's gonna be an interesting one. And he's like, guys, look, I'm back. I gotta shit my pants. Like, he's an adult who has to shit all the time. So he leaves, he comes back. That happens. Tuesday night, we're doing the show here, the stand-up, which is, Tuesday nights are very fun, by the way. More and more people are coming out. Get your tickets for the Bordel Tuesday night. It's fucking fun. He's there. He's watching the show. And then at one point, he's like, bro, I got to go home. And then I look at him. I go, you got to take a shit? He's like, no, bro. I'm tired.
What?
That's what happened when you were leaving.
That's what happened.
Yeah. No, like, nah, bro, I'm tired. I'm fatigued, bro. I got to maybe jerk off. I got to go home and sleep. I'm very tired. I have to do with shitting. And he's like, nothing to do with shitting. And he said,
I never said that.
Yes, you did. I told you I have to take a shit. Yeah. And I was like, he might not have to take a shit. But because
you
in
put
the
it
morning,
in
he had the same reaction. I got to go. I was like, he might have to take a shit.
And I was just tired.
You were just tired. But I was like, he might have to take a shit.
Maybe that's how he reacts when he goes to jerk off.
I gotta go jerk off.
It's gonna be a big one. It's gonna be a big one.
He's like a dog that heard a noise in the room. He's like, we have internet.
Yeah. He's the only guy when he comes, he can feel the load in his nuts. Yeah. And he's like, it has to come out.
He's like an animal. So then Wednesday comes around. That Wednesday, we're doing the first ever episode of Comfort Zone at the third floor.
At the bar.
So that's like a... people think it's going to be like Kill Tony. It's meaner than Kill Tony because
is it?
I prefer Kill Tony because Kill Tony, you let them talk and they do their thing, the comedians. This one is crazy what they've come up with. I got to give them credit for that, him and Josh, because the comedians don't get to do their set properly.
Mainly Josh.
While they're doing their set, something's happening to them that makes them uncomfortable. And this time they were using wax strips on hairy people with their chests out. So the guy's trying to tell, he's like, and then they're pulling out. So it's,
who are these open micers?
It is mean. Bro, it is mean. Like, I saw that. I was like, fuck, man, bro, Kill Tony's going to look like a church. They're going to look like nice guys. Bro, this is absurd. What are you doing? Take a cue out of Tony Hinchley's book. Let them finish, you know? They're just mean. So anyways, so I felt it was funny, but it was sad. So it was fun. But I show up there. He's like, bro, you don't got to worry about anything. We got this. Everything's set up. We have everything. So on my way there, I call. He's like, yeah, bro, I don't have headphones. I'm like, what do you mean headphones? That's an important thing. He's like, I brought headphones, bro, but they're old headphones. I need an adapter, whatever. So I bring the adapter for the headphones, but then we put it in. It's not, the headphones are very old.
Did you just bring regular headphones?
The headphones aren't working with the adapter. Okay. Like, you have to hold them at a certain angle. It's too complicated. Okay. So he's like, I'm just going to do this without headphones. I go, God, so already then I'm like, bro, you need to know what people are listening to. I say, you need the fucking headphones. But now there was no choice. It was too late. He had to do it without headphones. We had no other choice. But just the fact that we got this except for an important piece of the puzzle.
Yeah.
Like, it's
it wasn't that important. The show went on without a hiccup.
Because...
then I noticed something when I was rewatching the video.
Podcasts,
the volume.
Podcasts started, it was just audio, and then they added, you know, their podcasts that have video and audio. He's the creator of just video. So he's bringing it. He's like the Charlie Chaplin of podcasts.
Start something new.
You should put that. Put little piano music.
Because then I rewatched to make sure everything's okay, and then I noticed something. So the volume levels are good. And then one guy goes on, I think maybe he was too loud. So Poseidon put him down. But then the volume stayed down.
Put it back up.
So then the other guys are just low. Oh, and I'm like,
Jesus fuck.
Maybe with headphones, this could have been avoided. Yeah. Am I wrong?
Look, these are all little loose
hold on,
nuts.
You
hold
said
on.
Nothing those happened are not the headphones. Little. With headphones, would that have happened?
No.
No, because you can't be.
Let me explain
in his
something.
Defense, like this, right now, this month, we celebrated Michael Jackson's Thriller 40th anniversary.
Yeah. Oh.
And people don't realize that after the song Beat It, Quincy Jones had lowered the volume, and the last seven songs are just like
a little lower.
Yeah, you got to put the volume up.
Ah,
so it happens.
To
and that's a classic.
Nah, yeah, but that's so. Hold on. That's not the same.
It is the same. They're both audio recordings.
Yes. Okay. Now listen to me.
Audio recording. The only thing you need to do in an audio recording is record audio that people can hear,
yes,
and that it doesn't go like a 1980s commercial, super loud and then really low.
Yes, but here's the thing: he already had an adapter in the mixer, Josh.
For what?
For the headphones.
Well, forget the head. Now, what I'm saying is, because you said I don't even need the headphones. It's cool, like nothing. Yeah. But something already happened because the headphones.
Yeah, we'll have proper headphones.
I'm just saying, you never assume responsibility. Like, oh yeah, that fucked up.
No, no, 100% fucked up.
No, you're always like, but.
Oh no, I'm just explaining what happened.
There's always a but.
No, I'm just explaining what happened.
True, that shouldn't happen. We got there's always. Yeah. It's not a real problem.
I understand. No. But I brought headphones. I came prepared.
Yeah.
The adapter. It's 100% my fault.
You brought headphones, bro. That even you said. This is what you told me. Can I go? When I saw the headphones, I go. So he was like, "I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. I've had these a long time. They don't always work." And I was like, "But you could have told me that. I would have given you headphones from the studio. You could have told me that."
No. I said they're old. Maybe that's why they have an issue. But I didn't. They were working fine at home. What I should have done because. Yeah. Okay, I have, let me take this off the top. I have a mixer at home, and it's recording,
leaning
yes.
on, but you look like you're leaning on the console as you're...
No, I'm not. It's on the table.
Hey, he's just typing. Those are sound effects. What, bro? It's sound effects, but when you guys do sound effects, it's okay. Like,
nuclear warheads go off. Okay, so these headphones I had plugged, I had two adapters, one that you screw in, and one that is not a screw in, you just... plugs, right, for the mixer. I realized that these headphones I have don't work well with a screw-in adapter. They work well with the other adapter. So I started using them. It's fine, no issue. What I should have done is because I noticed Josh on the mixer, he had put his own adapter. So I'm like, oh, there's an adapter at the studio already. I'm just going to unplug my headphones and bring them. They work, right? What I should have done is grab both the adapter just in case. It's 100% my fault. But that's because when I got to the third floor, I realized the adapter... it's too small. It doesn't fit the AUGs. It's not for headphones. It's for
not
something
the adapter,
else.
The audio in the line is for the headphones that have the big, the thick one.
Yeah.
But the adapter
he had on was for like something else. It was thinner. It didn't work.
Okay. So like, when he told me, I looked at my stuff at home. I have an extra adapter.
So then he brought the screw-in one, and then I put it in. I'm like, ah, fuck, the screw-in one doesn't work at my place, so it's not going to work
here. Why didn't you tell him that, though?
Because I didn't know it was...
Oh, no, but that one, it wasn't a screw-in one. It screws in. There's some...
Oh, it's like a dual one that he has. Okay. Yeah.
Some you need to screw in. He keeps saying it's a screw-in one, but it has two options. And it has the click-in for his. And it clicked in. It was perfectly fine. It clicked in. But the thing is, his thing is worn... There's different levels of... So all these audio things, it's not just the size. It's the... I don't know how the fuck it works. The amount of hertz that go out, whatever the fuck, for headphones. So some stuff, even with the adapters, won't work well. It's not made for that type of equipment.
You know why I think, though, his doesn't work well with adapters? It's because he tried to push in with force his plug into things that aren't meant to have headphones plugged in. Like, what? I imagine you... jamming that into a USB port.
What, no?
Fucking HDMI.
I would never do that.
And you're
that's
fucking
insane.
Pushing it.
Look, bro, it says HDMI, bro. Yeah.
So all this say yes, it's 100% my fault. I take responsibility.
I plug it into bread, it works. Doesn't work with toast.
But I'm just trying to say there's a valid reason as to why this happened. Okay. Now, should it have happened? Absolutely not. It sucks. But what I'm going to do next time to correct this is I'm going to bring my adapter.
Don't bring an adapter. We'll bring headphones.
And I'll bring headphones from the studio. I won't bring my headphones. I'm going to keep it simple.
Keep it simple.
Yeah. That's it.
So we've come from, no, bro, nothing happened to, yeah, the volume was fucked up. However. So this has been an exciting week to see Poseidon in action.
Yeah.
It's just been epic. I go, this guy's going to be my undoing. This guy. gonna tear down my whole fucking thing.
You're over exaggerating. Yeah.
The good thing is, though, even like if he fucks everything up, if he tries to commit suicide, he'll fuck that up too.
Yeah, yeah, he'll be around. I'll still be able to punish him. Yeah.
Be like, okay, I'm the rope. Fuck, the rope has to be shorter.
No, no, he's okay. So I heard you try to kill yourself. I killed my girlfriend instead. It was. You murdered her? I was trying to kill myself, bro. Yeah. I was trying to kill myself.
But.
I didn't kill you. You look at this wrong. Why I gotta be like that? Yeah. I'm not a murderer. Yeah. I just fucked up trying to kill myself. I was trying to hang myself, so I ended up stabbing her in the neck. It was, you know, people do this all the time. Accidents happen. So it's good that you brought up earlier, like we were talking about his styling shirt, because the biggest style kind of like makers in the world. Are all weirdos. We know this. And Balenciaga has been called out for some weird pedophilia related.
Oh, shit. I saw those pictures. And when I saw pedophilia, I thought it was like, okay, this is social media and it'll be like girls that are 16, 17, but they look like they're fucking 3.5
years old. Toddlers with BDSM stuff, but it's not just that stuff in the background.
Fuck.
And then they started looking at, he's going to bring him up, but then they started looking at the stylist. It's her, she works for them, Adidas, all kinds. They do weird shit. They started looking at her own personal photo that she was posting on.
And she looks like a lizard.
A lot of weird, like, satanic pedophilia type of shit. But this has been going on for years. Not that.
I thought that was a picture of Madonna.
Yeah, that's like something else. Who cares? But it's this type of shit. This is the kind of shit that's on her Instagram. So click on that. Anyways.
Oh, yeah, damn. Jesus Christ.
It's weird. It's just weird.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's just.
What?
Yeah, it's just weird, weird fucking shit.
Yeah, like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, look at that. It's just weird shit. It's just weird, creepy stuff.
Yeah.
And then this.
Is she German? This seems very German.
So this, I guess they blurred out, but I guess it's naked. It's satanic shit.
Yeah.
So here's my, that's the, okay.
This one, yeah.
So do you see this photo? Do you know what I found out? And I don't know why they never talked about it. You're probably going to find it if you scroll further down. So remember that pizza place that they said there's a basement and there's pedophiles there? And then some idiot went and shot the place up. So I didn't know, but the pizza place had photos similar to this that they had posted on their Instagram. That's why some people snapped.
Okay.
And one of them was similar to this. It was a drawing, though. It was a kid, same thing. But
with a VR thing?
With a thing on his head, like not a VR thing, but like he can't.
Isn't that a VR thing?
I think it's a VR thing. But the other one was, and he had his hands taped to a counter with, you know, his ass out, like he's taped to a counter, and he's screaming. So I was like, okay. When you post shit like this, no wonder someone is going to freak out and be like, oh, they're into this kind of shit, you know? So they're asking.
How does that help your pizza place? Like, who's running their social media?
Yeah, that's weird.
That they're like, okay.
But this is just fashion, bro. Whoever is against this, you just don't like fashion.
Yeah.
What do you have against fashion? This girl's getting a lesson in fashion.
And isn't.
I'm trying to look for more images I'm going to try and find. Hold on.
And this isn't kiddie porn, by the way. This isn't like, there's actual people out there that Musk is destroying now on Twitter, right? Because for the longest time, they were allowed to be on Twitter. Mm. I remember Chrissy Mayer got in trouble once. I think her account got suspended because she called out. She actually found kid. She's like, what the fuck is this? Why you guys allow it on?
There was actual kiddie
porn? Yeah, and she got, her account got suspended, and that person who was posting that shit was fine. She got suspended for calling him out. I don't forget shit like that.
Jesus Christ.
So it's just.
Oh, this is. They're saying how like they worship Baal and everything.
Yeah, I
Who
heard
is Baal.
It's
Baal is a Middle Eastern. I guess
how is it
Middle Baal Eastern? Good
with the L.
Two ways. A A L.
Okay.
The god of, is it fertility?
Fertility and fuck.
It's a lot of these Satanists believe in that kind, but it's all not. It's every religion. Yeah. Like everyone's into some nonsense.
God of fertility, weather, rain, wind, lightning, seasons, war, sailors.
Everything.
Yeah. I always find it weird when people believe. Like I don't believe in anything. Like I don't judge people. That if you're Christian, you're Christian. If you're Jewish, you're Jewish. Muslim.
Whoa! I start. I draw lines.
But there's something weird about, like, if your God is Satan. In every religion, Satan is kind of the angry loser.
I said the same thing, and then I delved deep into the conspiracy realm. They don't see it that way. They see as everyone is wrong.
He's the underdog?
He's the underdog who gave humanity, because he was the light bringer. Like Lucifer was the light bringer. He gave us knowledge that we shouldn't have had. Okay. So God is actually the bad guy.
Apples are delicious.
Yeah, yeah, the apples are delicious. God's actually the bad guy. Jesus is the bad guy. They're trying to hide from you the fact that you're a God, that you have so much power.
I get that you could say, okay, God's a bad guy because he murders people and all that. But what did Jesus do? How can you look at Jesus' life and
he hung out with a bunch of whoos.
What a piece of garbage.
Yeah, hung out with them whoos.
Look at that fucking asshole turning water to wine and feeding the masses.
Yeah.
Like a monster.
So they have that. They say you're being lied to. I'm not saying this is what I believe. I'm saying this is what
they say. Okay, so it's like a fake news thing about the Bible. Basically.
Yeah, it's like Aleister Crowley kind of set the trend for this generation and the one before us, like the Beatles generation, on like it's just ideological stuff. So it's basically do what you want to do, do what thou wilt. Cannibal Corpse is a good band.
Yeah.
Do what you want to do. So essentially, your gods, they're trying to hide it from you. You could do whatever you want in this world. You want to bang, kill, murder. Like, it's your. But then the Satanist movie, because I've met Satanists, actual Satanists, who are the most peaceful people. Mm. And they go, yeah, we believe in this. I remember the guy was telling me, he goes, what we say is do whatever the fuck you want, but don't, as long as it doesn't affect someone else, doesn't hurt anyone else. So I was like, oh, that's cool with me. Do whatever the fuck you want to yourself. That's super cool with me.
Yeah.
And he goes,
That's just
being libertarian. He goes, the only difference with the Bible, big one that they have, like, is we don't do the turn of the cheek thing. If you hit me, I'll fucking kill you. He goes, okay. So if you, we don't forgive. He goes, that's it. So everyone has their own little things.
Mm.
But her, the way she's, and a lot of these Hollywood people, like they fall into this shit.
Yeah.
I guess it's just you need to believe in something and you fall into this kind of stupid shit.
Yeah.
But they all have ceremonies. Like remember Bohemian Grove?
Yeah.
When Alex Jones went in there, he took the videos, all these politicians. Bro, why would you go naked wearing a tarp with a bunch of dudes worshiping an owl? You know that's nonsense.
Yeah. And plus, in this day and age, you know someone's going to secretly film.
But he filmed it early 2000s, late 90s.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So at the time, no one had ever even broken in there.
Maybe that's why we don't see like new videos of that, because they're...
Oh, they're very strict. Now, those places, even the people that are part of it can't go in with their phones or any electronics.
God, it'd be amazing if they check, they pad you down, but you can walk in with your phone like this. hey, fellow Satanists.
Hey, fellow Illuminatis.
How'd that get there? Yeah, that's the darndest thing.
Yeah. And then everybody, all security stops. Did he say darndest?
Did you use darndest in the last episode? Yeah. Or you used that in New York? Episode. Okay.
Yeah. No, the last episode, yeah.
It's weird because the last week for me has all been like a weird blur.
Dude, you went to New York. We left to go to Montreal. You went to Vegas.
Yeah, and the thing that fucked me up from going from New York to Vegas is one thing that I really liked in New York was watching Wes and Chris, the way they act. Because Chris Ramsey basically pays for everything.
Yeah.
And then Wes Barker keeps on telling everyone how fucking cheap Chris is.
Yeah.
And it's just to fuck with him. Because he knows it gets to him.
Yeah.
And then, like, I told him, I was like, that is so funny to me.
That's
and
he goes,
it's funny to me, too. So he's just calling him cheap. And for real, Chris must spend, like, at least $200,000 a year just for fucking...
All the shit they do.
Just all the shit. And that's, like, maybe it's, you know, but it's a lot of money. So then I had seen these guys, and then I go to Vegas... And I have my friend, Martin Matt, who's a big, big star here in Quebec.
You did it to him? There.
And then, but I had that mentality of like bullying over money. So the first night we're there, we go to the restaurant, I pay the bill. And then Martin is telling us, he's like, tickets for the Cirque du Soleil show.
Ooh.
And he goes, those things are sold out a year ahead of time, but I have a contact. He can get us tickets. So I'm like, okay. And when I hear someone say I have a contact that can get us tickets, I figure it's he can get us tickets, so he'll put us on the guest list.
Yeah.
So then he calls someone up and he goes, I got it. I got my dude got us 8 tickets.
Nice.
They're $175 each. And I go,
he didn't get us tickets.
I was like, is your dude StubHub? StubHub or it's Ticketmaster?
Yeah.
And then I was going, Martin is very generous. He fucking used his data to book us tickets and we have to pay. And then I was calling him cheap. And then the bill came. I paid for it. And then
because this cheapskate's not going
to
pay.
That night we went to a strip club. And I ordered We ordered bottle service. I ordered a bottle of vodka, a bottle of a gin.
And they're expensive there.
And it cost me $1,800 US.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. So it was crazy. So I was spending money like crazy. But then I kept, whenever people would be like, thank you so much for this, I was like, yeah, and but Martin put us on a list that we can get tickets for the same price as everyone. So he deserves thanks too.
Oh, nice.
You know how that, just a quick thing about that strip club, how shitty fucking Vegas strip clubs are?
I heard.
I didn't want to go, but they were like, let's go to a strip club. I was like, they're garbage. So we go. It's fucking garbage. We drink, let's say my vodka bottle is down to here. So it's pretty full. The gin bottle, only Martin had a glass. So it's super full. So as we're leaving, I'm like, let's just find some guys that look like they're fun guys and just give them a bottle. Like, just So I see, like, I'm looking around. There are these three guys that look like, you know, okay guys. I go up to them, and I was like, I don't look like a fucking weirdo, but I ordered bottles.
No homo, dudes.
I ordered bottles. All you guys got to do is show me either your fit feet or buttholes, and But I'm like, look, just instead of leaving them there, here's a bottle. So I give him the bottle, and then I tell Martin, find someone for the gin. We go back up the gin section, and then the doorman comes up to me, and he's like, what are you doing? And then he goes, do you realize you're costing us money? Those guys were buying drinks, and now because of you, they're not going to buy drinks. I was like,
I bought the bottle.
He goes, no, you paid for the right to be in this set. And I was like, no, that's not how it works.
I bought
that's
the bottle. I bought the bottle. You're not giving the bottle for free.
And then me. I was like, oh, go fuck yourself. Go. Yeah. And then I didn't do anything. I just left saying, go fuck yourself. So then, but anyway, since I had paid for like a shit, like a expensive meal and then expensive night, then the next night, Martin, we get to the tickets and we all have our credit cards out because we think we have to pay for them. And Martin is like, okay, it's good. I paid the tickets. And he paid like $175, $185 times eight with the service fee. So it's almost two G's. And then the show's good. And then I have a friend that works in Vegas and he was like, there's another show you guys got to see. And then we go see that show, and I figure we're all going to pay our tickets. And then Martin is like, I know you're going to call me cheap if I don't pay for all these tickets. So then he was going to pay for another two Gs just so that I wouldn't call him fucking cheap.
That's amazing.
And then I was like, you can't fucking. So
tell him we have a friend who lives in a basement that could use a $30,000 loan.
What are you, cheap, bro?
How funny would that be if Adam owes money to Martin Mazza? Oh, my God.
It was so funny, though. It was so funny.
But you guys had fun, though.
It was fun. And Martin, I think the thing that kind of fucked with him is because he was my only rich friend for the longest time. But now since I got money and Preach was there and now Preach has money. So he was like,
he felt like he had
competition. So then we're walking around and Preach, people are recognizing him. And then you can tell Martin is not comfortable. And then we go to the circus. And then he goes, he kind of brags. He goes, I got a message this morning on Facebook. One of the dudes, his mom is a big fan, and she was very excited that I posted that I was going to come see this show. And then I go, okay, all right, that's a weird brag.
The show, Preach is like, I fucked his mom.
The show the show ends, and the guy goes in to take his bow, and he goes, Tabarnak, Mike Ward! Mike Ward! He points to me, and then Martin is like, oh, fuck. This cost me two G's. Every black person here freaked out when they saw Preach. Every French person freaks out when they see Mike.
Well, this is gold.
Yeah, it was the best. It was so funny. Oh. And then I bought a really cool watch for Danielle. It was his birthday. It was his birthday, and it was his son Edouard's birthday. That's why we were there. And so I know Danielle likes nice watches. So I was like, I'll get him a nice watch. And then I go into the store, buy him a nice watch, and it was more expensive than when I wanted to spend. But it's Vegas, and but I was like, oh fuck, I'll give him the watch, but it has to be in front of Martin Matt. so that Martin feels like a cheap motherfucker since he didn't
got
buy
him a gift card.
He got him. He didn't buy him anything. Like he bought him. Well, he paid for the tickets for the circus, so he still gave him $400, yeah. Which is fucking huge. But it's not a watch. And then I give him the watch, and then I can tell Martin. Martin's like, that's a fucking tag. He goes, when I became rich, that was the gift
first thing
I bought myself. And he goes, and Danielle likes watches, but he doesn't know watches. So yeah. He didn't know it was expensive. And then it was so funny seeing like Martin freak out.
You ruined his life. Yeah, he wanted to go relax.
Yeah, that tag cure was expensive. That's a good brand.
I don't know anything about
it's
that.
It's because when I went into the store, because I told Michel, because I forgot how Vegas is fucking stupid expensive.
Yeah.
So I wanted a watch like 300 or 500, like a nice $300 watch. I was happy. And then I went in, the lady goes, I go, do you have any watches under 300? She goes, nah, our cheapest watch is like fucking, it's like, I think it was 1700.
God damn.
And I go, God damn. And I said a joke to the lady that then I felt guilty about. I was like, I don't like my friend that much. He's not a good dude. And then I was like, why did I tell this lady I don't like Danielle? He's the nicest human being in the world.
Yeah.
And then I felt guilty and I was like, oh, I look like a piece of shit. I'm telling this lady that he's not a good dude and we're not close. So I was like, fuck it. I'm gonna buy the watch. So I bought him a, it was stupid expensive.
God
stupid
damn.
Expensive.
I don't know enough about watches.
Yeah.
I like my watches.
It's a Swiss luxury watches.
Oh, I don't trust the Swiss. Nah.
Yeah, it's like one of the, it's like the cheapest of the high end watches.
Yeah.
Like it's bigger than like Tissot, that's a good Swiss watch.
Yeah.
Like they're like between $2,000 and $4,000 watches.
It's like a Mercedes A-Class of the Mercedes.
I don't know anything about that either.
So like it's a hatchback, a small hatchback.
I don't like
hatchbacks. I bought him a Corolla.
Yeah. I don't like hatchbacks. But God, I love that you bullied Martin Matt.
Yeah. And then I bought, but I felt guilty because when I bought I must be Jewish. I always feel guilty about shit that I shouldn't feel
Catholics
guilty about.
Catholics feel guilty too.
Oh, yeah, but I'm not even Catholic. My mom was Catholic, but anyway.
That's where you get it from.
Yeah, yeah, probably. So I have the watch, and then I see Michel, who's Danielle's brother, and I see his son, and I'm like, fuck, and I show him the bag, and they're like, what the fuck did you just buy? And then I remember, oh, fuck, it's his son's birthday, too.
Oh, no.
So I was like, oh, fuck.
I got to get another watch.
So, no, but then I was like, okay, pick any store you want, and I'm buying you whatever you want. Whatever you want.
Tell me he picked a brothel.
No, he. But we were in like an old rich lady mall, so it was all fucking like it was like a like Real Housewives type of bullshit. So it's
I want her
like sexy lingerie for old ladies with big fake tits or handbags. So we're finding nothing, and near the end, I'm like, okay, just buy something like in a fucking souvenir stand or something. And then we see this really cool hat store, and he bought a hat. Like
a hat.
I ask him, I go, because he's got long hair. I go, do you like hats? And he goes, I fucking love hats.
Really?
I love hats. So I bought him a really cool hat, like a very like stylish, like it looks
a
like
a cowboy hat?
No, like a Bruno Mars type hat. And then like
a fedora.
Like a fedora, but
oh, cool. Bucket hat.
Like a something that Jack White would wear.
Okay.
Like it's a nice hat, but you gotta have a certain look. Like when I tried it on and it looked so nice on him, I was like
bucket hat?
Yeah, but not really. But like, Google a Bruno Mars hat.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. So then why didn't you bring that up?
Because I forgot the name of the hat.
Like one of
like
those.
A top
like,
hat.
Yeah.
Like the one when he's singing with that fucking annoying fat British piece of garbage.
It's all the way down.
Oh.
With when he's with Corbin. Like the hat like that. No, the left.
Bro. Jesus
the one
Christ.
When he's
where
singing
he's
with
Corbin.
Fat guy.
Yeah. Oh. When he's singing with a fat guy and he picks the one where he's alone smiling.
So it's a hat like that, but like nicer than that one, but that type of hat.
Oh, that's pretty cool, yeah.
And then I'm looking at the hat and I'm like, that's fucking cool. And I've been thinking a lot, like this week when I'm gonna get a haircut, and I was like, I'm gonna start dressing. Well, like, because all I wear is fucking t-shirts I buy on Amazon.
Yeah, just wear it.
And
just cool.
So I wanna get like and I cut my hair myself. Like I'm the weirdest.
Go get a real haircut and wear a hat and get a cane and a fur coat.
Yeah, but
you're describing my dad.
Yeah, but I'm the weirdest.
You're one nunchuck skill away from being his dad.
But yeah, so I'm like, I'm gonna try a hat, and then I try the hat on, and I have the weirdest head with hats, and I was like, I look like a farmer, but not a cool farmer, not like a fucking cowboy. I look like. Whenever on a farm there's that retarded guy that can't drive the tractor.
Simple Jack.
I look like him. I was the guy that, okay, we need one guy to push the barn up.
That's
like,
you.
I got the retard strength hat.
I don't look good in hats either.
Fuck,
my head.
I look so stupid. I look so stupid.
You don't need a hat, though. Yeah. You wear cool glasses, cut the hair, fur coat, cane, like a pimp.
Yeah.
That'd be badass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to get like... Some of my shoes, I have nice shoes, but I also have shoes that I bought at Walmart that are the Walmart brand shoes. And I always thought that was funny to have a Rolex and a $3 pair of shoes.
I like that.
But I think now, like, I'm at an age that I just look retarded.
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, but I enjoy $3 shoes.
That's what you enjoy. That's what you enjoy, bro.
Last time I was in Florida, I went to buy Crocs at Target.
Oh, no.
And the Crocs are like, the brand Crocs were like 55. And then there was another brand that looked like Crocs and they were like four. I was like, these are good. So I bought the $4 ones. I put them on. My first step, the strap ripped.
Oh.
And yeah, I didn't.
Also, you wear them in sport mode.
Yeah, I didn't even throw. I didn't even throw them out. I was just like, I'll just rip the other strap off because you could just flip the strap anyway.
Yeah.
So I just ripped the strap, and I was like, these are still good. And then they fall off whenever I want.
You're such a ridiculous person.
Yeah, and fucking yeah. And I bought my friend a $2,000 watch
instead of getting yourself.
But I'm getting myself I'm not going to pay $18 for shoes. But am I made out of money? Yeah. I'm not made out of money.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Yeah, but it's fucking, so funny.
It's so stupid.
Poseidon lives the opposite lifestyle.
My life
choices. Poseidon is $4 in your account. I got to get that $900 jacket.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so stupid. The thing that sucks, though, about, like, see, I'm rich, but I look poor, but you're poor, but look rich.
Mm.
But the problem with being poor and looking rich, if you really need money, no one believes you.
You have money, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, it's true.
They go, yeah, well, sell your fucking jewelry. You have fucking $19,000 worth of chains.
And this one's stainless steel.
Yeah.
He's like, none of this is real. This is an illusion.
This is my great-grandmother's?
You trying to sell it to us, bro?
No, I didn't even buy everything.
Your great grandma's?
Yeah.
Not the cross.
The cross
thing.
Is my baptism cross.
A big baptism. How old were you when you were baptized?
I think one or two. Two years old.
Jesus, fuck. Yeah. On a 1 year old, that must have gone down to your dick almost.
Yeah, I didn't have.
I peed on my grandma when I was baptized, and she was very upset at me.
My baptism cross, I didn't have it. Like I had, when I got baptized, they gave me a cross, right? But then it was, I think my dad sold it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So I didn't have that my baptism. Free. And then this, my wife just got it for me last week because I didn't have a cross.
Yeah.
That's a nice cross. And you know
what? She picked something nice because I don't normally, all the stuff that I wear, like I have little tags, the very, like, inexpensive stuff. So she wanted to get me like a legit.
And see, that's a nice size for a cross. And you're, how tall are you? You're 6'3"? 6'2"? Yeah.
Mm.
He was 1'8". And his cross is 7 times bigger.
But yeah, it's almost as if my godparents knew this guy's going to be a douchebag.
He's going to like bling.
Yeah, he's going to like bling. Yeah, this little shit. Yeah.
Yeah, but
which is weird because my father doesn't like bling. My mother is not very blingy. I got it from my grandfather.
You got
from my
good
mom's
skin
side.
Tone though for bling because gold looks stupid on me. Like I bought a couple of fake gold watches because I was like, I think it'll look cool, and I like them. Like when I look at them, I'm like, this is a nice watch. But when I wear it and I see myself in the mirror, I'm like, ah, you look like an asshole.
You dipshit.
Yeah. There's nothing worse than a pale guy with like red blotchy skin and gold. It looks like a fucking, looks like
I'm pale too though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know. I always liked the way gold looked on my skin.
Like, your chain looks good on you. I don't know, though, if, like, his bracelet would look... His bracelet on you would try look on. Weird, it I would think. Look
this
weird.
One's stainless steel as well, by the way.
Because also I have thin wrists.
Try it on. Oh.
Do they make these in men's or
no? That actually looks nice on you.
Yeah, it looks not bad.
If
yeah.
it was real, Poseidon, I'd keep it.
Yeah, if it was real, nice I wouldn't have let you put it on.
Oh. Mike, you want to clamp it?
Yeah, clamp it for him. You really do have small wrists.
Yeah. I have artist features. I don't have...
I just push it. Artist, a.k.a. gay.
It's a little big.
Yeah. But it actually suits you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird. You're pale, but gold suits you.
You know what the you know why?
Why?
I'm fucking handsome. Dude, no joke. I'll tell you something that I saw because I saw women talking about this. And I'm like, oh, it's true. There was a woman. You wanna? I don't know how to unhook this. Was that, but there was a woman who she was talking about this on TikTok.
Nah.
She goes, "Women, we say that you know guys are creepy, this and that. We decide whether a guy's creepy when you got it. When we first look at him, when we first look at a guy, he goes. So you can have the same guy. You have two different guys. They approach you and tell you the exact same thing." But one of them is creepy and one of them isn't based on how they look. And I think that's why I've gotten away with saying a lot of shit. I've said similar shit to him, like jokes or whatever. But when he says it, people are like, ah, oh, bro, that's fucking creepy.
Also, girls are like, ah, he's charming.
Yeah, and they're like, this way. And I never did a second guess until that video. It was this morning on TikTok. I go, oh, that's bullshit. That's like, that's clear. Like, even a woman is saying it, that they'll make their decision. They don't admit it, but they'll make the decision based on how you look first. It doesn't matter what you're going to tell them. And then you can tell them the same thing as the other person. But if one guy they find attractive, not that you don't have to be ugly. Yeah. You can be good looking, but they don't find you attractive. They're going to say, oh, that's creepy.
Yeah.
But also, I'm scary.
But also, we do that. Everybody does that.
Yeah, if
a disgusting person comes and tells me something, the disgusting person could be like, hey, I 100%. Love the devils. And I'll be like, yeah, hey, you fucking weirdo.
I remember the like early 2000s when me and my wife had broken up. I was like, I've always dated women that were too good looking for me. And I was like, I want to be one of those guys that dates a four. Like, I used to be a seven.
I can't do that.
I was like, I want to date a four. I want when people see me go, that's a fucking good dude. He accepts that she's a goddamn monster.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Because I was like, her personality is going to be amazing. And I was like, anyway, after a year, you don't even notice that the girl's hot anymore. But or after three years.
After 3 years,
but 3 years is fucking long to have to fucking hold your nose when you're fucking someone.
Yeah. Yeah, but a four is give the best gluck gluck.
I've never gotten a blowjob. Gluck gluck, I imagine, is a blowjob.
Yes. I would imagine.
That's what you call it because that's the sound they make with their beak. that's not a four.
I can't go below normal. Like, I can't. It has to be five and above, like six. Like, it can't be below human standards, a four.
You can't be, like, getting a blowjob from a chick and going, I'm not gay, but maybe a dude would be better.
Yeah, I can't. It has to be like a passing grade.
Yeah, I got it.
You know, like in school.
Yeah, I notice. Yeah. I'm like, and it's weird. I feel bad saying this, but I'm even like for like a girl that's, if I don't like her smell, even if she smells good, there are some smells I like. There are some hot chicks that I was with in the old days that I was like,
they don't smell right.
I don't like it. I like, she smelled good.
I got you.
But I was like,
I don't like this smell. I've been with you. I'm with you. I don't like certain smells.
Yeah. I'd ask my friends. I was like, what the fuck's that smell? And they were like, yeah, she's wearing perfume. It's fucking shitty. It's shitty.
Yeah.
Like, I become a fucking salesman at the Bay that I'm judging her fucking perfume.
Percent.
Instead of going, hey, I bought you a gift. And then that's what I should have done. Just bought her
change
a gift.
Your scent.
Yeah, just change
scents
your scent.
Scents are important. People
but
don't
also
talk about
the opposite has happened for me where it's a chick I wouldn't normally bang, but because I like the scent, smell, I'm like,
yeah.
like instant like turn on.
Like,
yeah. You smell like McDonald's French fries. Yeah. This is amazing.
Do you mind if I dip your pussy in ketchup?
Yeah. I don't understand. Like, it's is it like a new fragrance? And she's like, no, I work at McDonald's. I'm 16, bro. We went through this. You met me.
Look, she's fully developed, okay?
You met me.
It's not
at the counter.
I'm just perverted. It's not wrong.
We're literally in your car outside the McDonald's that you met me at.
You, yeah.
The smell isn't even me. It's just in the air. You're just horny because it smells like fries.
He's like, no, but 16, you're fully developed. She's like, you've known me since those pictures on the Instagram from that lady at Balenciaga.
Yeah. You've been waiting. I'm gonna wait till she grows up and she's like 16 or something, and then we're cool.
He's just bad at grooming. Most guys that groom, they wait till she's 18. He waits till they're 14.
He waits till they have a job. She's working, bro. She's an employee.
What? If she's legal to make money, she's legal to suck this dick.
Like something you would say.
If she's legal to make iPhones in China, why wouldn't I? Yeah.
Look, you remember my saying, guys, right? If you're legal to make fries, you're legal to make guys come. Legal to make fries?
No, if you're legal to make fries, you're legal to fuck. I was about to say that.
That's his
thing. I'm ready that shit now,
bro. It's going to be a t-shirt. Yeah.
And then you're going to forget to bring that home, and then someone will come in here, the cleaning lady will be like, what are they doing? Why is that a note? Note to self.
Is that to me?
Yeah. Does he not realize that I'm 56?
I've been thinking of Kanye West lately.
Oof.
I don't think he's as crazy as we're all. I think we have to look. I think I'm going to do a Penthouse podcast with Guido Grasso to talk about this, because he said something interesting. He goes, the way he acts reminds me of Guido, a little manic and a little weird. And Guido only started acting like that after they had put him on lithium. It fucked up his brain.
Oh.
And Kanye West said
it. Was it a Jewish doctor who did that?
It was one of them Jews. Okay. I think his doctor may have been Egyptian. I don't know. But he, after Kanye West said this, he goes after this guy. And the guy that, his trainer that was threatening to put him on more lithium and all that shit, that kept pushing him, we found out his trainer was working for the Canadian military on psychiatric shit. He's like a fucking spy, this guy, and he works in Hollywood.
And he was also the trainer, I say trainer like this, because he was a trainer of some other celebrities that committed suicide.
Other people. The whole point is that they put lithium, and now the way he talks, so I think...
What does lithium do?
It's what they put in batteries.
No, but like,
for real.
Google it.
For real.
What is it used for? It's an antidepressant?
It's supposed to like calm you down, but you turn into a zombie.
Okay.
But it fucks up. Your brain never fully gets back to normal, it would seem.
Do they give you like alkaline too? Or is it only lithium?
For real, it's real lithium. It's legit what they put in batteries.
So whenever I hear lithium, I never thought, I was like, I thought it was just like, you know.
A name.
Two words that sound the same,
no,
but aren't
the actual
same.
Shit. It's fucked
Jesus
up.
Fucking
so
Christ.
I know from Guido, even when he himself said, fuck, I don't want to be on this anymore, he's not the same he was on the lithium, but he's fucking changed. That shit fucked him up. Yeah. So this guy, when he says that, I go, and then I see why he's trying to, so all the people that fucked him over ended up being Jewish around him. He's having trouble because of that shit, compartmentalizing and being like, it's not every single Jewish person that's out to get me. So he's having trouble verbalizing that. And the reason why he's having trouble articulating is because these drugs fucked this guy up. Because every time he talks now, I think of Guido. Mm. And I could see the difference. And Guido had admitted to me. He goes, bro, the lithium's fucking me up.
So lithium.
He said the same. Guido, you say the same shit that Kanye says. Not about the Jews, but about how it makes him feel. The pills.
Yeah.
It's a good thing you clarified that, because there's an image of him dressed as Charlie Chaplin.
not when he took the hat off.
Oh,
hailed a cab. I made him hail a cab.
Yeah, I know. God damn. Do you think Kanye would be that gullible?
Yes.
So, for some people, lithium can help decrease abnormal activity in the brain, manic episodes, and suicidal feelings.
It turns you into a zombie, so you can't do any of that shit.
Short-term side effects can include shaking, fatigue, headache, and gastrointestinal problems, while a long-term side effect can be weight gain. Oh, he did gain weight.
But it wasn't Guido. Just that, though. That's the thing that they don't... That's why you got to be careful with these fucking prescriptions, man. They're trying to fuck the world up. Because I've seen Kanye, and I know Guido. I have him, and it's the same thing. Bro, this shit, you can't just get off this stuff and then you're back to normal. There's always something, depending on how long you took it, that's not going to be the same.
Oh.
Because they're both fucked up.
So, these are some of the side effects. Oh, fuck, he does have these side effects. Brugada syndrome, heart disorder, or family history.
What is Brugada syndrome?
I don't know, Brugada.
Sometimes you just got a Bugatti.
He's got the Fugazi. At least he doesn't have the case of the Fugazis. Yeah.
Does he have a case of the Fugazi?
He's got the Bugada. I got the Bugada syndrome.
I got the Gabagoo, bro.
Why does that sound like... that sounds like something Dice has to say in a mirror to not sound Jewish when he goes on stage.
Yeah, yeah.
I got the Bugada. All right. Oh.
Oh.
I'm ready.
Hold on. I'm trying to look for the side effects here. Overview, use the side effects. Okay. When taken by mouth, prescription lithium is likely safe when taken appropriately. And okay,
when taken by mouth, why does this sound like asshole? Can you take it by hand? And
so they can cause muscle weakness, fatigue, weight gain, and other side effects. But they don't
other
say
side effects. But all that stuff, you're like, oh, okay, I'll take it. But they don't fucking tell you that you turn into Kanye or Guido.
Shouldn't they have side effects maybe ruining your career?
Yeah.
Because you fucking say weird
decreased
things.
Decreased urination, diarrhea, infection.
Increased urination?
Decreased.
Decreased urination. Diarrhea.
I might have that.
Infection.
I don't pee a lot.
Well, that happened to
kidney disease, sweating, vomiting, dehydration, heart and blood vessel disease, hyponatremia, low sodium in the blood, kidney disease, muscle weakness, weakened physical condition, encephalopathic syndrome, which is a brain disease, goiter or other thyroid problems, nervous system problems. Jesus Christ,
well,
bro.
That's why when I was a kid, they said don't eat batteries.
No wonder he didn't want to take that shit, bro. Yeah. This is fucked up. I would never take this shit.
And they still didn't write the fact that your brain never goes
but
back to
technically,
normal.
Technically, okay, I just want to correct you on that. You would take that shit.
Yeah, you would, though.
What? Why?
We wrap that shit in chocolate, bro. You're like, you're gonna be the happiest zombie.
If you couldn't read SPC on an envelope, you think you can read the side effects?
Licorice. Bro, this is fucking...
Got licorice?
Yeah. Yeah, he's gonna be like, but you have more licorice?
Tastes like a Tootsie Roll.
Put by mouth, like in my asshole. It doesn't say asshole anywhere beside it.
Actually, that's why it wouldn't infect me. I keep shoving it in my ass. I'd get away with it.
No, you wouldn't. It would seep into your system.
Oh.
Yeah. It's very... So I just...
Never mind.
Because when I see him talk, I go, instead of addressing the real problem, which is the drugs fucked him up and he had trouble articulating, and now he thinks that's all the Jews, instead of realizing that, the people he dealt with did fuck him over, but... It's like if Poseidon fucks someone over, it's not going to be like, all the Greeks are trying to fuck me over. It's
and
just this asshole.
Even if it wasn't the drugs, it's a mental condition. Yeah. Like even without the, even if, like that's a thing that's so weird about this day and age. People are like, look, he can't have fucking mental disorders, but saying racist things is wrong. And you're like, yeah, but if someone is mental and they're going, they're fucking spiders. So if there are spiders or there are Jews, what's the difference?
Yeah, no, but
it's
that's
the
exactly
same
what I'm saying.
Fucking thing.
But they don't. It's this fucking stupid woke. We gotta the guys. It's like in the street. If there's a mental person yelling, you know, the naked guys that yell, and I don't know, they're yelling like, "Fuck Greek people, kill Greek people," and then I go out there, and I go, "I am offended that this is allowed to happen in these streets." The guy's mental. It's not a political stance. Yeah. He doesn't work for the government. It's not an official stance that we've taken against the Greeks. It's a fucking...
That's what there was a journalist I fucking argued with a couple of months ago. And then he keeps calling me a fucking Elon fanboy. Because he's this fucking woke piece of shit that Terry and Ted had on their podcast.
Really?
Yeah. And he... Like, when Elon started...
Is it the weird guy with the belly?
No, it's some thin guy. But Elon, like, when Elon says weird shit sometimes, you got to remember he's autistic.
That's true.
So, and this guy's so woke and he's always fucking virtue signaling and he virtue signals something about Elon Musk. And I go, but you do realize if this was any other autistic person that you called out for just being autistic, you'd be a piece of garbage.
Yeah.
And then he was always why are you defending him? And I'm not defending him. I'm just saying he's autistic and he sometimes sounds autistic.
Yeah.
So, but he's also really good at fucking like thinking of ideas for companies and or running companies because he's autistic. So his brain works in a way that most people's brains don't work. So that comes with good and bad. Like autism isn't like if you saw the movie Rain Man, very good at blackjack, not that good at, you know,
socializing.
But yeah, it's weird. It's fucking weird.
But I love seeing what you just said. Like this guy, I don't know who he is. I'll check him out later. But I like seeing these. You see that it's fake. Mm. All these woke people pretend to be nice because they're pieces of garbage. So what they do is their real selves comes out in little bits and pieces. So in order to cover it up, they mask it with all this. Everyone matters. And then the second someone that they say matters that disagrees with them, a lot of times it's black guys. Like, fuck this guy. You're an Uncle Tommy. They say the most racist things to black guys.
Jesus.
And then, every other person looks at him like, okay, bro, you're a piece of shit. You're a racist. And you're trying to hide your racism.
And whenever, like, you see these, all the people, like, ruining Kanye. Well, Kanye, Kanye kind of
Kanye ruined Kanye.
But like they're the same people that a year ago they're like, black people can't be racist.
Yeah,
black
you remember
people
that?
People can't be racist.
The dumbest thing I've ever heard.
They're not in power. Like you need power to be racist.
Yeah,
I've seen fucking homeless people
be racist.
yelling horrible things.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're fucking the street.
I'm not homeless.
Yeah.
Hey, it's just crazy. Yeah. You see, but I used to get very frustrated. I can't believe no one notices. Now I watch and I'm like, hey, if you believe this, you're an idiot.
No one ever says that Kanye is racist, though. They always say he's an anti-Semite. Even now, they don't say he's racist because black people can't be racist.
Yeah, they don't want to open that door. Yeah. Black people could be racist. Everybody could be racist.
Everybody be racist.
Is racist. Every race on the planet has someone, like every...
Except for the whites, because we are the best.
Yeah. Every race has the ability to be racist to someone else. Everyone has the ability, and they all do it.
Like, in the old days, like before 2012. No, but like a million years ago, or no matter, I don't know how many years ago, it being like racist helped, because you were like, okay, we're all brown. There's a yellow guy coming. Yeah. He might attack us. So your brain is made to be racist.
Yeah, your brain. That's why it's only education, only learning.
Yeah,
like and for example, talking. This journalist should be like, oh fuck, Mike brings up a good point.
It was a journalist.
This is an autistic person.
Yeah,
but I'm treating him like he's my peer, and we have an argument or whatever.
Yeah,
this is an autistic person being autistic. When I grew up, the way it was is. Autistic people or mentally retarded people, they would do fucked up shit, and we're like, yeah, bro, he's fucking mad. Like you weren't like, that's against me. Yeah, and you start freaking the fuck out like a mental patient.
We used to go, nah, he's kind of mental, and so, but now people be like, you called him mental.
That's the problem. So here's the thing
that
someone said this online, and I was like, I agree with fully. There's they keep putting all this value in as if it's worth something, as if you're smart if you're offended. Bro, if you're offended, all that means is that you're an idiot. If you take offense to shit that doesn't even concern you, you're not right. You're not golden. Hi, everybody. I want you to know I was offended by Psy. What he and I read about. It. I was offended. We need to cancel this. That makes you an imbecile. Yeah. It doesn't make you. The smart people don't care. They work. They do. It's like, yeah, that's not for me. I can't watch that show because it's offensive. It's not for me. Like to me. I don't know my sensibilities. I like fucking grass. The show they keep mowing lawns. I feel bad. So you don't watch it. Like, yeah, that's how mental people are. You don't want. That's all it is.
If you're
if you complain about being offended, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Finally, some truth is being told.
Some truth is being told.
Yeah. All right, Poseidon, listen. If you're looking follow for
the
you,
the guy's name is Marc Cassivy. Marc.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah, I remember they had a guest like that. Yeah, that guy.
And Terry likes him because he wrote an article about Terry when he was leaving Shum.
Very cool.
Which is normal. Like, I get that. Like, if I could have, some child murderer, if he wrote a blog about how I'm the best comic, I'd be like, this guy doesn't like kids. But he knows comedy.
Yeah, he's got a taste in comedy. So, Titsiden, they could find you online.
I have a website now.
There's a website now. What's the website?
Mm. IamPoseidon.com. It's very simple, very basic. I'm going to show you guys.
Don't show us. No, IamPoseidon.com.
IamPoseidon.com.
I'll show you guys after.
If a hacker can, I'll pay for the...
Just come on.
Transfer it to
gayforpay.org. Nah, bro. Why would you fuck with
IamPoseidon.com. Follow Poseidon. He's online. He's showing them breastises out there. Follow Poseidon. Mike Ward is mikeward.ca to find out where Mike will be playing next when he decides to start his new tour up. You can catch him here some Tuesdays.
When I stop bullying millionaires in Vegas.
Once he stops bullying millionaires, he'll work on his next show. But you can catch him some Tuesdays in English over here at the Bordel. You got to get tickets in advance. In English, that is. In French, again, wait till he sets up his new stuff. It's all going to be on the website. But for right now, if you go to patreon.com/Suzekut, you can catch all the episodes, including the live streams of Mike Ward Suzekut, the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet. All of it. This entire floating disc or ball, depending on what you believe in out there. My stuff is pantelscomedy.com, patreon.com/pantels, the best fucking Patreon ever. We produce more than 98% more content than any other comedian out there. So join us over there.
And if you want to rent, if you want to produce, if you want to your own content, you want to do a podcast.
And you're in Montreal.
And you're in Montreal. Or even if you're in Ottawa. Ottawa, Quebec City, it's fucking 2-hour drive. And you rent your space, you get... He fucking
produces it.
He's there to help you out.
bookingpodcaststudio@gmail.com. Send your inquiries or just go to my website, pentelscomedy.com. There's a section for rentals.
Handjobs are extra.
Oh, and don't forget, Go fuck yourselves.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.